Hier holden daf Kuf Chof Tef. The last one was Rabasi met up with Rav Zera, and he asked him what they say in the Beis HaMedrash. He asked him, why do you have a question? So his question was like this. To turn it out that we learned Chishev. If you have in mind, teach from this. And then you cut off a piece from it. He's talking about a Kezayis of an Eivim in Achai. So Chishev teeth, and then you cut it off. So it says Tomei that this piece of meat now, it's Tomei. It doesn't have an Issa Tumas Nevela because it's only a meat here from an Eivim in Achai. But a couple of them it has Tumah. Why? Like Rashi says, because when you cut it off, it like touched the Nevela, it touched the Eivim itself. So the question, his question was, the top of Kuf Chof Tes was Tumas Beis Astarmi. Like when you cut it there, the touching of it was a hidden place. You can't see the touching. It's only after you cut it that you see the part open. But while it's touching and closed, it's a closed place. And usually we hold the Tumas Beis Astarim Loi Metama. If something is touching a Beis Astarim, a hidden place, that's not called a Negia. And Rashi says, Hey Chibul Tumah. Then the Chubur, how do you say this piece of Kezayis of meat? When it was attached, it received Tumah from the Avam, Loi Maga Beseitha. The Kaimlu Benida Yenikro, the Tumas Beis Astarim is Loi Metama. So I said, that was his question. So on this, so this Reb Zeri answered back and said, after the Dikashu, I also had this question. Vishyote le Reb Abba Bamamal, I asked this question to Rabba Bamamal. The Yomel, and he said like this, I tell you, Hamani, who does this Mishnah go like? It goes according to Rabbi Meihi. The Yomah Tum is based on Storm Matama, and Meihi holds it is. Rashi said, the Behema Makasha, Hoitzi Uberes Yod, in a case where the fetus stuck out his hand, and you shechted the mother, and then you cut off the fetus. Cut off that hand. So it says there that bosa that came off is called maga nevela, because it's mekabel tumah mi'aver hayotze shay mechubaloi. So even though when you cut it off, like before it was cut off the same situation, it was a maga based on storm, you can't see it. But according to Rabbi Meir, since now when you cut it off, we see it separately, so we can look and see as if it was attached, we see the negia before also. This is like it's not considered a negia based on storm. So therefore this Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, that when you cut off this kezayis of meat from the Eva Min HaChai, so again, the Eva Min HaChai by itself has a tumah, like the Nevela. Just the meat itself that you cut off it does not have any tumah to it. Only that it's now touching, it like touched the Eva Min HaChai. So it has a tumah's eichlin on it. So the question was either touching was a hidden touching. So this goes according to Rabbi Meir, that this type of a touching is called a good Negiyah. This is not called Beis Astarim according to Rabbi Meir. Omelis, it said back to him like this. For Lav didn't once happen, Zimnin Saginas once walking, and Omra Kamoy set up with this halach in front of me. For Yamilun, it said like this, that Shoni led Rabbi Meir, Bein Tumah de Boy Hechsher, or Bein Tumah de Loi Boy Hechsher. That it should be a difference whether the Tumah needs a Hechsher or not. The Rashi says, Ahi de Bein Mamakasha, that Gemara before, Hochsher Uber, over there, the uber, the fetus inside the mother, it was hooked to the kabotoma through the shechita of the mother. The yadayin aver hatomi mechubaboy, and the aver that's sticking outside is still mechuba. Therefore, it's metamarit. It's very good because the uber inside doesn't need a hechsher, or even after it had its hechsher, still it was attached. Abba, but the question over here is Mishnah saying nutanan habosatzar hechsher. Here, our Mishnah says that the bosa still needs a hechsher. If so, the kivan, the tzarech hechsher, the hechsher koydim chaticha, wasn't hechsher before you cut off this piece of meat. Veich makabel tumah miyaviv, how could it be makabel tumah from the yaver? Lechura, there was no hechsher lekabel tumah yet. So that was his question. Why do you say they cut off a piece of meat? The meat now has a tumas oichlin on it. There was no hechsher on this piece of meat. So my Rava says, no, oh my kusha, what's bothering you? Duma, maybe we're talking about over here, Bisha Hochsher. Who said this piece of meat didn't have Hechsher? Rashi says, maybe Kaitim Chatich, even before you cut a kezayis of meat off this Eivim in Achai, maybe it was Hochsher. Water went upon this Eivim. So if it was Hochsher, the whole piece of meat, that's why it's Makabotum. Oh, Malay Rabba, Ba Rab Chonon Lerovo, Lo Malay Hechsher, no. What do you have to have Hechsher altogether for? Look, or this piece of meat, this kezayis of meat that you're cutting off from the Eivim in Achai, should not need a hechsher lekabel tumas eichlin. Hare mitama tumah chamura agav oviv. a yudra is a klal, anything that eventually will have a tumah chamur on itself, let's say something like an avelus oif, that eventually will have a tumah chamur upon itself, so even before that, right now, when you only want to give it a simple tumas oichlin, it does not need a heksha first. So we're here also, this piece of meat like first came from an aver that had a tumas chamur on it. So for sure, even the later one is cut off, it should not need a heksher. So why do you say this piece of meat, this kazayat of meat, needs a heksher altogether? Omlai said back to him, no. Kisha shimesh, maisa eight shimesh. When this piece of meat, when this kazayat of meat was attached to the limb. Now an aver, the ikar of an aver is the gidim, the veins, the bones and the meat. But it doesn't have to have a shame buster on it. The main thing is the gidim and the asamas. Even though it has meat, it's not the pshat that it's called meat, but it's called like eitz, like wood. So therefore, when it was attached to the aver, it doesn't have a shame oichel on it. It's called like meat, it's called like a wood. It only gets a shame oichel after it's cut off. So when it's cut off, then it doesn't have a tumah chamur anymore. So therefore, for it to receive its own tumah of tumas oichlin, it does need a heksher. So that's what here it needs a heksher. And the answer we said before was that yes, there was a heksher, water came upon it. Omra Abaye, now the Gemara asked a few questions, similar questions, the same thing, that we find certain things need a heksher, even though it once had a tumah chamura. Omra Abaye, Abaye said like this, Harei Omru, we learned the Gemara Sochim, that kupas or, if you take a piece of sourdough, sheyachta liyeshiva, you form it into a chair maybe, and you set it aside, now you can use it to sit on. It is not meant to use for food, you're not going to eat it anymore, but you set it aside now to use for a chair. So halacha is botla tumasa. We say now it's botla the tum, it has no tumas eichlin, even though it was an eichel before, but now it has no tumas eichlin. So it's not called chametz, and who adin, you're not over the Yisra chametz anymore, and who adin, it's botla tuma. So let's see. So it says what? So no, you read it like this. What kupas or shiachli shiva botla? If you set aside this piece of dough to use for a chair, botla means it doesn't have a shame oichel anymore, and therefore you're not over to keep it in your house on Pesach. It's not called chom the shovel of a Pesach because it's not an oichel anymore. Now he says now tumosoi. That you want to say it's makabel tuma now. The lachur is now it's a chair. So if a zav would sit down on it, lachur is called a mishkaf hazav and become a nafa tuma. So you want to say, no, this type of a tuma is lav diraisa, would not be a diraisa diketuma. Why? Because the sakotadif going to tell me and think that the iraisa, yes, this chair now that it became into a chair, it's called a kli. And when a zav sits on it, has tumas zav. Is so much similarly oichlin shemetamnu tumah chamura. You find food that eventually will have a tumah chamura. Like any food could be this way. Then you have food first, and then you miyachnet for yeshiva. You tell me now if a zav sits on it becomes a nava tumah. So then all food like kamat should not need a heksha first, because that's the klal. Any food, anything that eventually could have a tumah chamura does not need a heksha right now. And we know not that we know all food is not makabel tumas oichlin unless first some water goes upon it, needs a heksher first. So Marin says again the same teretz. Kishashimash maitse eitz shimash. I'll tell you no. Over here the pshat is once you miyachet li yeshiva, the pshat is now, it's not called food at all anymore. It's not called food. It's called like a chair. It's called wood. So therefore, what's makabel tuma chamura? Wood. But not the food itself. Like kol zaman, it's food. It cannot be makabel tumas of the zav. Therefore, there's no kasha. Even though when you miyachad li yeshiva, it could receive tumas zav, that's because it's not called an eichel anymore. It's called a piece of wood. It's called a chair. But the teres eichel cannot be makabel tumas zav. Another type of halacha. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this. Harei Omer, who has said that takruvas avodas kichavim shel eichlin. Let's say you give food to an avodah zarah, you makrev it. You bring food to the avodah zarah. So locher is, it has tumor on it. Mitamim bi-oil. So it's mamash has like tumor like a mace. And it's even mitamim bi-oil. So Rashi says, Rei Omru, takruvas avodah zarah, shel eichel mitamim bi-oil. Ukam rabaya, oimini tumor zu, this tumor is not the rice, it's only with the rabbonin. The same question. because the psychotherapeutic can tell me and think that the Raisa, that the Tumrah upon Takruva Tavrasikhovim, means if you just give food to the Avodah Zorah, Yemakiv, you bring the food to the Avodah Zorah, so the food becomes Asabah-no-like, and it has a tumas, it has a tumor on it like a mace. If so, Matsinuli Echlin Shemetama Tumah Chamura, any type of a food then could have eventually a Tumah Chamura on it. If you give that food to the Avodah Zorah, shall have a Shem Takruva Avodah Zorah, and it'll become a tum like a tumas mace. Says so, all food could be soifa tamatumas odam tumas tomiyodam, like an abatumatumat. Says so, it should need a heksha first. Skumarin says no, again the same teretz, kisha shimesh, maisa eitz shimesh. When it was used, Rashi says maisa eitz, why? Shasurim bano. Because once you makrif this food to the avoid the zorah, it becomes also bano. Or bit lo meachil, it's not oimetid anymore. Venaf, it's made mamish keitzim hanevodim, it's made like wood that you worshipped. Therefore, this food doesn't have a shame food anymore. Now that it's also bano, it's like eitz biyamo. Therefore, it's not a kasha. Food by itself cannot become a chomadik getumma. Only this eitz, therefore, it's not a kasha. Yeah. Another kasha. Omer Abaye says, Harayomu, we're not like this. Chuburei oichlin tekelim domi. That chibur yechlim, something that's attached to a food, is kelim. Rashi says chibur yechlim shebekelim, that's inside a kli. Harayhen can have the same halacha like the kli itself. The inogu tumah v'yechlim, if a sherbet touched the food, nitma kli, the kli becomes tamiyoso detanan. Betzek, if you have this dough shebesit ki arevim, the cracks of the kneading dough, kneading a pin, then you tumim roitz l'kiyum arevim karev. It's like the arev itself. So the Yomrani Tumazu Shinasa Kli Fiamnoga Bemes Khoizim Matamod Mlavi Raisa. So this food now becomes part of the Kli. If the Kli would touch a mace, it'd become an Avatumah, it's a Kli Matchis. So you see then the food could become mamish like an Avatumah. So he wants to say this halach again is Lavi Raisa. Because the Sagadav, you can tell me and think. The Sagadav the Raisa is so Matinuli Oichom She Metama Tumah Chamura. Again, we find food that has a tumah chamura on it. So Teretz is again no, because shimish might say shimish. To know this food, the reason why it becomes part of the kli, part of the kneading bowl, is because you mavatl it to the bowl. So once you mavatl, you plan to leave it there, it's not called food anymore. It's called like a kli, it's called eitz. So therefore, it's, it could be makabel tumah. But like Kolzman has a shame food on it, it's not makabel tumah. Or Malay Rav Popla Rover, Popla Seth Rover. Or the Tanya that we learned more we had before. Chaylev nevela. If you have a chaylev, the tray for fats, from a nevela, that's also teat. And even to a goy, the chur is not supposed to serve it. It's also to a goy, also chaylev. So, bikforim, because it's like an eva minachai. Chaylev nevela bikforim, in a kev at tzorach machshava. If you plan to give it to a goy, it won't be mekabel tumah unless you have a machshav to give it to God to eat it. The Rashi says, "Vevi oichel v'chivun the chelav yored otoros oichel." We need to mosa agav kuya in the veil of Shor Hashem kuya. Yeah, I will soon see. Rashi says, "The behem metoyre ainet metama k'nevela." The fat itself has no tumas nevela on it. And afkulam miviyas lechom locha olinyan. But Chaylev Nevela, she says, the Behemoth Torah from Behemoth Torah, ain't the Matamis, it has no Tumas Nevela. Plus, it's Miyasakum, you can do whatever you want with it. So the Chaylev has no Tumor on it. Whatever I'm going to call the Tumor itself, Min Nevela, Min Asheretz. So therefore, Min Baik Forim, there's a few amount of people there. Rashi says, Chaylev Rab Barachili, Afil Rebekachavim, Ela Adei Tchak, only Adei Tchak. So Mashm, even it's Mutter for Goy to eat it. But usually goyim don't eat it. Who eats fats? Only a dead chak. So therefore it says, tzorach machshov, you have to have in mind to give it to a goy to eat. Then it's called food, then it will be mekabel tumah. For hechsher tumosai. And it also needs hechsher tumosai. So agav kuya lav diraisa. That's what we say when the fat like is still attached to the kuya, to the kidneys, and the kidneys taka have a tumas nevela on it. So, Lepura, the fat, if you hold this also, makabel tumah, it's not midiraisa. Because the sagatat of the raisa, that this fat would have a tumma di raisa of an avela, when it's attached to the kidneys, you'll find this fat stain that could have a tumma chamura, but would have still been attached to the kidneys, it would have a tumma chamura. So even when it's detached already, it should not need heksha. So same words, same terrorist, because shimish might eat shimish. No, when this fat was attached to the kidneys, Rashi says, lav b'ter sechel, wasn't really a food. It's not tama because it's food. It's only like this fat now watches, protects the kidneys. So it's ketzim like a bone of a canine, like the horns. Or ketlofim like the hooves. And even though they're not meichel by itself, but it's shomer, it watches, it protects it, that's why it's mekabel tumah then. But as b'teres eichel, the fat itself is not mekabel tumah. The b'teres and eichel itself. Yeah. In Masai Shemesh. Ya'omarav Masna. How a yomar was said like this. Bayis of Yad house. Sheshich choy bizroyim. Did you made a schach, you put the roof on top from zroyim, from grass, vegetables. So it's tohor. So he says like this. It means to say what? It becomes part of the house now. And if the house would have a tumas negoyim, that would also be tummy. But the Josh is claiming already, his kiru bias hamasuch bizroyim. There be bias. It's called a house. Hamzach bizroyim ki kroyim chasisach beisle bishvolim, vem zroyim, ki even chinasim sach botla zroyim nas oil. There's this zroyim, the top becomes part of the oil. And therefore, if tzras comes in the house, they'll also have a tumah. So this din that the zroyim, the vegetables on top, will also have a tumas mitzvah, tzras on it, that's lav d'oraisa, he said. Because again, the same swara, these sagot lav d'oraisa, if you want to tell me and think, these sagot lav d'oraisa, again, matzinu l'zroyim shematama tumah chamura, we'll find again zroyim will have a tumah chamura on it. Because you tell me now zroyim, they could have a tumas, mitzvah on it. So same teretz no, because the shimish might say shimish. That when these vegetables came like part of the roof, the pshat is not called an eichel anymore. It's bought to the house, it becomes part of the house, it's like wood. So again, kol zman is called like an eichel, it can never have a tumah chamura. That's why the klal, an eichel taka needs a heksher. Because an eichel by itself cannot be mekabel, does not have a tumah chamura. All these cases that tumah chamura comes, it's only when it's not called an eichel anymore, it has a shame eitz. Yeah. Now it says in the Mishnah of Shimon Mitai. Shimon ends off the Mishnah and says that even when this behema dies, so still he holds Torah at the end of the Mishnah. He says, Neisa behema ha-bosa tzor hechshu eivu metama tevichamura. And Shimon said it's mutter. Again, he had this bosa of the Abraham adudul, and then the behema died, so Shimon says that it's Torah. So the question is why? Manavshach. E mi soisa niplev, when the behema died, it's called nipple, means like it's cut off before it died. So tami mishum eva minachai, a kol point of the eva, the limb, should have tumas eva minachai. E ain misa's nipple, if the misa does not make nipple, then litami mishum eva minanovelo, let it have the yisra of eva minanovelo, monashach. The eva should have tumor on it. So Mar says true. We have Shimon Aresha Koy, Shimon is going on the Resha of the Mishnah. That a eva, we have bosam of the dolim. If you have this limb or piece of meat that's hanging off the behema, so the Mishnah says, metama tumas echlam b'mekoyman. Even though the behemoth is alive, and even though it's still a little bit attached to the behemoth, the Tanakhama holds that it's called an eichel right now, and it's could be mekabel tumas eichlin or tzrichin hechsher, and you need water to go over it. On this, Rabbi Shimon holds no, that kol zman it's attached to the animal, it's still called like a bal chai, and therefore it can't be mekabel tumas eichlin. That's the machlekes. So there's Omer Rav Asi, Omer Rav Yechanan. My time with Rabbi Shimon's reasoning, on my core, the pasuk says, Mikola oichola sheyochol, any food that you could eat. So Dashel is like this: oicho shati yochol hachilu leachirim kor yochol. Food that you're allowed to feed to somebody else, you could feed it to somebody. That's called food. Will be mekabel tumas eichlin. But over here, sheyati yochol hachilu leachirim. Here, this meat still is still hanging that you can't even give it to a guy.